to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal for a second hour. And I wanted to first ask my guest, Greg Pound, what he thinks about what I just said, and then I will ask Joe and Laura Canister the same question. But I think there's an orchestrated effort on many levels to destroy the American family, and one is the kidnapping of our children, documented by Noreen Ghosh and others who had their children just taken off the streets by a pedophile ring that goes deep into the White House, deep into the Vatican and other places that we've documented on this show, through the help of police detectives who have tried to get to the truth but have always been blocked. What's your thoughts on that, Greg? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think if the American people if we do not get back to where we stand up, no matter what the cost is, the Muslims die for what they believe. And if we will not go ahead and stand up to defend the rights of children, the Lord God says he's going to bring a judgment on this nation that's going to be worse than we could ever imagine, especially a curse on the men. The last book in the Bible and the last verse in Malachi says that God will bring a judgment on the men for not defending the children. And so that's where we're at. We're at a place now in our country. What Muslim nation do you know that would allow all the fathers to be separated from their children by the court system? There's not one Muslim nation that would allow all the fathers to be separated from their children through the court system. And then now the court system, they're coming in and they're taking the kids from the single mothers or the single fathers. They're coming in destroying our families, the strength of America. Our nation is under attack big time. And American people need to see our government is not defending or protecting us. The right. People that we're electing, they are not working for us. They're working against us.
Good point. And, Joe, do you have any comments?
Well, I have the same comments. But let me tell you, Europe, you can't go to any other country and have a government take away a child. You'd have an uprising. It would be chaos. This is the only country that allows your government to take the children. I wrote to the president. I wrote to Hillary. I wrote to congressmen all over. I wrote to Geraldo. I wrote to Oprah. I wrote to everybody. Nobody cares, or they're afraid to mess with our government. Our government has this kind of power.
Well, let's put it this way. I think they're all involved, and I think they're all covering for the real problems in this country, and these are the stories that need to be dealt with. And if Oprah Winfrey can go back to her mansion, a $200 million mansion, if she mentioned this story, it's very simple. She wouldn't have it anymore because
yeah,
they
really
take it from her, and she knows that. But you know what? She's a coward as far as I'm concerned because she's selling out for money instead
right.
of dealing with the real problems. And I'm not just pointing out Oprah. I'm pointing out the mainstream media, Geraldo Rivera, the rest of them.
Right.
I'll point out every politician in Congress. Because they all are cowards. Because they know the real truth behind what's happening in this country, and they won't deal with it. And Americans need to deal with it themselves.
We're lacking the kind of attorneys. We're lacking the kind of attorneys who said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Who would stand up? I mean, and this is what it's going to take. People are going to have to turn back and see there's something more valuable. And I mean, our children are the most valuable thing we have in this country, and they're being.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, Joe mentioned Europe. Now, Europe is being ransacked by the New World Order too. But I'll tell you this: I think they wouldn't put up with what we're putting up with in this country. We must save the children first, but do it in a way. That's going to get the children back to their families. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Back in the investigative journal. This is a really emotional topic. It's one that I want to say this from the point of view of the government and these lawyers and these bureaucrats. It's a pretty look at it from their point of view. If they wanted to get at the truth, they could. What they can do is make it very sound real simple. There's isolated cases. Some parents aren't good parents, and it just gets washed under the table. And no one deals with the problem. Well, we're showing that it's not. It's an orchestrated effort. Hundreds and thousands of kids are being taken. And I'm literally saying that over the years, that it's probably been that many. And now they're doing it through the arm of the government that's going even stronger and stronger and stronger. Laura, I know you're there. As a mother who's going to get her children back after 2 years, has it taken its toll on you? What's your feelings about what's going on in our country?
It absolutely has taken a toll on me, on our relationship. Instead of destroying us, it's brought us closer as a family unit. And I think looking at it as a country, this is a major problem. That we have with our children. Our children are being taken away because somebody called in on a hotline. An unidentified anonymous person can call in and say whatever they want to say, and children are taken from our homes within moments of that phone call, not to be investigated, not to be looked into, and they're taken for years at a time and actually being molested and being abused outside of the home in foster homes, not allowing us to let them stay with family members. I think this is a problem, and I think if we don't do something about it soon, that we're going to lose our children.
Yeah, and I know you've tried to get justice, and finally the appellate court came to your saw your case and agreed that they're doing this.
Yes, so agreed. And actually, anybody can read the opinions of the court on the website www.2dca.org, and it's under JC versus DCF, Department of Children and Families. And they can look under the icon of opinions, and it's there. It's a 7-page opinion. There's a second one for myself right under that one, which is a 9-page opinion, which says that our children were unlawfully taken. They should have never been taken from day one, never. And we have a federal lawsuit pending now, and we have a few families that have joined us, and we have about 301 families on the list that are going to be joining us. And hopefully that'll be the beginning of the end, and we'll have an opportunity now to make case law because we have had our case reversed. So I'm hoping that this, us just as one family, can make a difference for the rest of our children and our families.
Greg?
Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. My internet connection went down. We are having another auto. So can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And Greg, are you on the line, Greg Pound?
I'm still here.
And Joe and Laura, you're still there? Okay, good. So we'll talk to Greg for a little while. Once we get our internet back, then we will come back to you. We'll get both of them on. Greg, tell me, you know, a little bit more throughout these years. I think I got my internet back, so just hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, great. We got the internet back, and I'll keep my phone on as a backup. Let me just tell you why I'm going through. I live way up in the mountains in Colorado, and we're going through a little windstorm here after another foot of snow, which now accumulated. We've got about 9 feet of snow up here.
Oh, my.
And usually the internet has been really great. Occasionally it breaks down during a heavy windstorm, so I apologize for that and all the listeners. But, Greg, let's get back to the – we can put Joe and Laura on, too, because I'm back on the internet line. Greg, how can what's your – I know they've tried to harass you many times.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what they've done to you in this story.
Okay, well, this past – we had a hearing this past week. I had three people – I had five people in there, my sister, my mother. I had a retired minister, a businessman, and another man from a Bible study I go to in Clearwater, and they came to sit in the hearing, and the judge made all those people leave out of the courtroom. She had them get up, drag them out. They refused to leave. They forced them out of the courtroom and locked the door behind them. Now, this is how wild this thing is getting. For 2 years, like the state attorney said, out of all the people we've come against, no one's put up a fight like you and your wife. Now, we have on the Florida Statute 827 is the law that's been established to deal with abuse, abandonment, neglect. Department of Children and Family, Chapter 39, is something that they've established where you lose all your rights. Totally. What they're going to do in America is they want to bring people into court with no right to a trial by jury, to due process, to be able to subpoena witnesses on their behalf. I mean, we're going to, like on your program, it's talking about losing our rights, and that's what we're doing in America. They're using this family program to introduce this court system where the judge is the jury, and she runs the whole thing, or he or she. And, you know, when we are refused our right to a trial by jury over a dog bite, where I wasn't here, my other three kids weren't here, and they're not going to give us our kids back and won't give us a trial by jury, but they're going to terminate our rights as parents. It's unconceivable. And what America needs to do is see, when people are made aware of this and they don't do anything about it, All this does is become a desensitizer. It desensitizes them to what's going on. They say, well, I've already heard that story. Oh, yeah, I know that's going on, but nothing's being done about it. And America is going down. The people that live here, the American people, are going to be judged with a furious judgment because they won't stand up for their rights, their God-given rights. They will refuse to stand up for them. They'd rather watch a football game. What they need to do is, when it comes to the Super Bowl, is to use that time to study the Word of God and be on their knees crying and fasting out and praying to God to do something about what's going on in America, and then ask the Lord God what they can do to make a difference in America, to make this place what it used to be.
Right. Let's go to the phones. We have Kevin, I believe, in Indiana. You're on the Investigative Journal. Kevin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What I got to say, you probably aren't going to want to like to hear. And so I have a simple question. Did you get married, and with a marriage license? Did you go through the rigmarole of getting a state-issued marriage license, and have, when you were married, did the person who married you, did they sign it? And
we have an ecclesiastical marriage. We have a marriage certificate that's been filed in the court, and my wife's name.
Okay, well, I don't know how you really answered my question.
Okay,
let's say he got married through the state. I got married through the.
Okay, they got married through the state. Okay, so the state of Florida is a corporation, and so you've entered into contract with the corporation, and anything that is produced in that corporation is legally owned by all three parties. And if one party, like the corporation, the state, says that the other two are
well, that's the, you know, I know what you're getting at. Let me just say this. That's what we're fighting against here. Listen.
Yes, but I don't think they understand.
I don't want to get way off the point, but I know what you're going to say, and let me just say this. We know that we are corporate slaves under the system of, the corporate system of America and all the contracts and all the things we sign. Now, here's the point. Even if they didn't, even if they became a sovereign citizen, they could still with kids. The point is they do not respect any law. Now, why should a person? The point is, it's not their fault. It's the state's fault. It's what the orchestrated effort here is to take children. That's who's at fault here. Now, I know there's many ways you think you can get around this, but the point is, we've got to deal with the criminality going on in our system and change it. Now, do you agree with me about that, Kevin?
Well, yes, but all I'm trying to bring up to the people that are involved today is the fact that they don't understand. They keep saying that their children were abducted or kidnapped. Well, they were not. They have to be made to understand that where the situation they're in, so that they can progress in a proper manner. Because right now it's like they will not accept where they are, so that they can deal with it. He just brought
up about it this way. You know, you can talk legal mumbo jumbo, but you got kids every day that goes by. These kids have been away 2 years. Is it their fault? Kevin?
Well,
come on.
No, ignorance under the law is no excuse, and unfortunately there are consequences for ignorance, and the consequences are just exactly what happened.
They took the kids away illegally. They lied in police reports. No, it doesn't matter if you're a sovereign citizen or you're a federal citizen. When you totally abuse the law, you need to be charged criminally, and that's
right.
Why kidnapping. You understand how they're using the system? Now, I know there's a great way to get out of the system, but it takes a long time, and I think what you're trying to say is it'd be like this.
You know,
if I've had my kids away for 2 years, and you're telling me I've got to go through all this legal mumbo-jumbo, you know what I'm going to say?
I think we're
going to fight on a criminal level first.
I think you should let me clarify who I am here, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm a micro rebroadcaster right here in Northwest Indiana, covering 3,600 square miles between the two most Catholic cities in the United States, Chicago and South Bend.
Right.
And so I know where the fight lies, and I'm just trying to be helpful to let these people know exactly what's going down and why they're using wrong terminology. They're entering a courtroom that has boxes in different elevations.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back.
Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal, and I think my caller, Kevin, in Indiana, and my guests would all agree that these children need to be brought home. But the point is, Kevin, what make your point. What are you trying to tell my guests?
That they it's much deeper than they think and that they know, and that they really should do a little bit more homework, and they'd have probably more success helping other people.
Okay, in what respect? What do they need to know?
Well, they need to know all about the court system. They need to go into David Wynn Miller's law procedures website. They need to know what happens when you enter into that court system and the judge yanks you around like you got a leash around your throat. You got to know why that happens.
Okay, good point. And here's what I'm going to do. After the you call me at 509-242-9681, maybe an hour or two after, because I want to eat something after the show, and I will get you in touch with these people, because I know you want to help them. But at certain times, it's so difficult when your children are gone to even maybe even carry out a normal day. I think you can understand that. And the reason why I'm taking this position is it's a very emotional issue, and we don't have a lot of time. These kids need to get home quickly. And we don't have a lot of time to go into history and the whole idea of what happened to our country with the 14th Amendment and everything. But I think if you talk to them one-on-one, you might be able to get the point across better. And I really appreciate your caring. And please carry these kind of stories on your micro station. You know what I mean?
Greg, I was going to say, too, if you could look once again at the audience, if they could look at our website called freeourkids.com. And, sir, if you could call me afterwards, my number, you'll get that off the webpage, freeourkids.com. And look what they're doing to the families and people trying to defend the rights of their children. As we were talking earlier about the parenting class, they scheduled the parenting classes at the time you're supposed to be at work. You miss a parenting class, and they charge you with not attending it, and they schedule everything at a time where it's impossible for you to be there and to live a normal life, at the same time trying to deal with what they're doing to you.
I understand, yes. Okay, I'll go to freeourkids.com.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot for calling.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay, I wanted to get back to Joe and Laura. Are you there? Are Joe and Laura there? I don't think so. Greg, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, good. We'll try to, maybe we'll get them back. I guess they just, they hung up for a moment here. But Greg, here's my point. What is the chances you see of getting your kids back? What's your next step?
Well, the chances is this. Greg, I've hooked on, I mean, my anchor holds within the veil at the mercy seat. Now, the Lord God has promised. He's given me promises in his word. Here's a verse in Isaiah. He says, look unto me and be ye saved, and all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. When he says, I am Yahweh, the creator and maker of heaven and earth, and so I look unto him. My eyes are not coming off the Lord God, the God that created the heavens and the earth. Another verse, I have made the earth, and I created man upon it. Even my hands, I have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. So what happens is, when I look at the sun, the moon, and the knowledge I have of our solar system and just what he's created, he is in control, and that's what I have to rest in. And I have to keep going back, and sometimes when I feel like I want to fight, I have to be broken back down and get back on my knees and start crying and put my trust back in him, because I don't have the strength. I mean, there's no way, Greg, that I have the emotional strength to deal with this. I mean, I would have reacted a long, long time ago. But I know at that same point when I look into my children's eyes, they would never see their daddy again, and I would never see that, at least not here. I wouldn't see him again. And so I've had this. It's easy for me to die for my family or to die for Christ, but Christ wants me to live for him. And I have chosen, these people are not going to get me to do evil. They've done everything you can possibly do to get a man to commit a crime, to the abuse they've done to my kids right in front of me, trying to get me to react.
And the real interest, you know, and what's going on here, once they take the kids, there's abuse going on in the foster homes that you've documented, right?
Oh, yes. They're putting them in abusive homes. When you watch the webpage, freeourkids.com, and you see how that young man at 9 years old was put in a drug house where he had to go and break into people's houses in Pinellas County here where I live, and he did that for 3 years, and he told the case manager of DCF, and they'd done nothing about it. He's actually illegally taken from his family, put in these parents were drug people. They were forced the kids to go out. They had four kids. They forced them to go out and break into people's houses and get their money. And this is totally, once you hear it, and he gives the names, the case manager's name, the name of the people who had them, and he told these people about it for 3 years. And this is what we're dealing with. It's so bad, it's just unbelievable. It's just an unbelievable thing that's happening here in Pinellas County, Florida, and the rest of the state. It's totally inconceivable.
Now, you said you just saw your kids yesterday?
I seen them Thursday.
And they felt they would never be able to come home. Their mindset has changed.
They're telling my kids they're not coming home. They don't want me to even tell my kids they're coming home. And I tell them because I believe what the Bible says. God has promised me these kids belong to me and my wife. We've never abused, abandoned, neglected our kids. We love our children. And I'm not. My faith holds within the veil. The promises that God has given me in His Word, but I have to wait.
Listen, I got to take a break, but we're going to come back, talk about some other cases in Florida. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
We're back on the Investigative Journal, our last half hour with Greg
Pound. That's
what
Pound, who just got it, that came over.
I guess I have Joe Laura also with me. I wanted to talk about it. We're going to get to the phones, too. We have Melissa in Texas. Just be patient. Just wanted to read you one case that also happened in Florida. A woman fell with her son, accident, and she took the son to the hospital. And all of her children were taken away for 3 years. The DCF caseworker lied, according to the mother, which then was verified. After 3 years and $11,000 spent by this family, all charges were dropped. But the mother was locked up for 7 months while pregnant, supposedly to protect her children. DCF regularly attempts to break up families to get federal grant money. And the stories go on. I can read another one. A woman, a mother working two jobs, is accused of taking drugs, but then tests negative, and she swears she never took drugs. Her kids were taken away. And, there you go, another story. I mean, it goes on and on. Here's another one. A man spanks his child, and all six children are taken away. How much more do we have to hear? Greg, it's incredible. Let me go to the phones. Melissa, in Texas, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yeah, hi, Greg. You hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Just to refer back to what the other caller was saying, just real simply, from paying attention to a lady here in Austin named Desi Andrews, who has been on RBN before. This is hidden contracts, is what Keith was trying to say. And when you have a marriage license with the state, and when you have birth certificates filed by the state or in the state, they literally own your children. They own the children. That's why they can come in and do what they've done. And if you don't know that and you think that because of their chicanery, you know, if you don't realize how they've twisted the system, then you can be as righteously indignant as you want and as you deserve to be, but it's not going to change the fact that they think they own the children.
Well, listen, I agree with you totally.
Right.
I understand the system as far as contractually entering into the system of slavery that we've allowed. My point is this. He does not have to go through breaking all these contracts before he's going to get his children. The point is, even though the system is flawed, what has happened inside the system cannot be tolerated.
Right.
And the real key to the story is our government is stealing these kids.
Right.
So what we have to do is dismantle it.
That's right.
If they don't want to help our families.
And I would just like to also say that I truly appreciate the biblical stand that this man and his wife are taking. And I would just say that God is in control, sort of, but we also have to do what he leads us to do, and I think that they are doing that.
Amen.
And that's, you know, just never, you know, you just never, ever doubt that he can intervene and change everything, but it truly is his strength working in you as you do, as you are led, as you're walking by the Spirit. So I pray for you and thank you for being so brave.
Thank you.
Yeah, one thing important, Melissa, to remember is that these stories need to be documented,
mm-hmm.
and people need to realize how kids are taken away.
Right.
And what it does is it shows you the terrorism within our own country.
That's right. It's horrible.
And here's a story. A man trips over a cord. Now, he wasn't drunk, nothing. He accidentally tripped over the cord. His son, he fell on top of his son, and the son's child's leg was broken, and all the children then were taken away by DCF, and the husband was put in prison.
For 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible, stories. I mean, it scares, and if they have this power, see, the point is, if we don't deal with this, how are we going to deal with any other problems in this country?
Right.
Do you think? I mean, everybody wants to get on the 9/11 bandwagon, and I agree that was egregious, and we got to solve that. But there's a lot of other deep problems that are related. Why nine? You know, people, you're saying, well, they have to understand why they're in this system of contracts and this. Well, we have to understand why the hell they did 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, they were stealing children before 9/11. This is just another part of the plan.
That's right.
And so if you put it all together and you demand justice, that these people in our own country, we're allowing our own children to be just taken away.
What this man is doing, what he and his wife are doing, is actually standing against this evil beast system with the power of God.
Amen.
And I want to see wonderful results that help lots of people, and it's horrible that this is what has to take place in order to stand against this thing, but in the process comes great strength and great rewards for all eternity.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I really appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
And pass this story on to everybody, and go to freeourkids.com. And that's a website where you're going to read some real cases that happened in Florida. Then go to releasethekids.com, and that's Laura and Joe's website. They're guests on my show today. And I wanted to get back to Greg Pound. Greg, I think everyone hears this story, can't believe, you know, has a hard time grasping it. But we must go back and understand what this government is all about, and they're correct. And I think all these things are important as far as understanding the system you live in is flawed. It's a system that is geared to take away your rights. However, at this particular juncture, I view your problem to be, we must figure out a way to get your kids back. And I think we can do that if a number of people get behind you, if you don't give up, which I know you won't, and if Joe and Laura can do it, I think you can too. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I totally agree with it. I mean, we're petitioning, for instance, Rhode Island, the newspaper for Rhode Island called me this past week, did a newspaper article, and I've got people from Rhode Island just calling and just saying they just cannot believe. A lot of people aren't aware of what's going on. They're almost, it's hard for them to see, and this is bringing it to light. I mean, we're taking a stand, and I see the Spirit of God working behind this, exposing. When you see, if you could see the people, I mean, I see the hand of God working through this situation, and something's going to happen here. I mean, because they're working so hard on me, trying to break me, when they don't realize that it's God's grace that's given me the power to deal with what I'm going through.
Correct, and now you know why the mainstream media doesn't want to touch your story.
Exactly.
Because the more, if they ever did, there'd be an outrage. And so now that to me is criminal. I mean, these guys in these high positions making millions of dollars getting on the air for not using it to help you guys in Florida is a crime in itself because it keeps the story hidden. It keeps the criminal actions going. And they are just as far as I'm concerned, as much to blame as the crooked system that we've created. The whole idea is this, is to bring down this country in every way possible. We have the financial destruction of our country going on. We have the destruction now socially going on with the ruining of our, destroying of our families.
Right.
And if you keep moving, look at the war. I mean, they're destroying people that way.
Well, then there's the health department, the medical field, the health department. We're being poisoned, literally. If you know anything about nutrition and the food, as you look at it and you see, we're being poisoned through the foods we're eating. It's a total mess. I mean, people in America, they need to find out what's going on and why it's happening, and they need to stand up because we're being ground down is what it is.
Exactly. You know, you're pointing it out with your stories, and I hope that this will wake up a number of people because this type of story is one that needs to be heard around the country. And I hope my radio shows have helped you over the months.
Oh, Greg, you wouldn't believe the people. You would not believe the people who call me and tell me they, you know, they heard the story on your program. And I just thank you for interviewing me and allowing me to share with what's going on. And one of the most powerful things that I know that we have is praying and then doing something. It's not just praying, but then we have to do something. And you can call Tallahassee, you can call Charlie Crisp's office. People can contact people and tell them, listen, you need to stop this corruption and this abuse of our families in the state of Florida and wherever else it's happening. And our government, I mean, I don't know if we have to go back to what Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. But I mean, we're in a tyrannical government now that is literally destroying us as a people and a nation.
Yeah, and on every level, like I mentioned, if it isn't a terrorist attack at the World Trade Center, it's the destruction of our dollar, it's the taking of our jobs, it's the taking of our children. I mean, what more do people need? And what happens is, they've not only done that, they've taken away your freedom of speech through the media that they've hijacked also. And what I mean by that is, in our country, if I am convinced that if we dealt with all these issues fairly, if everyone was allowed to speak their mind, if journalists out there would cover these stories fairly, would really get into the bottom of what's going on, look at the resources the Miami Herald has. Why haven't they used the millions of dollars that they use to help you people? What do you think is going on? I mean, come on, they got all these, you know, all the newspaper, all the Fox radio, you know, TV. They spend millions of dollars to promote the Super Bowl, and all that garbage that goes on all day, is just designed to keep you away from your real problems. Why people like you, thousands of people in Florida are suffering, and no one even knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a microcosm of what's happening in the rest of the country. And I say it again, if our journalists, if our media did its job, we would not be in this mess, because there are so many good Americans out there that have no idea what's happening. And I'm talking about intelligent people. I'm talking about people. And I mean, not to say that everybody, I'm talking about at every level. You can go into the workplace and a construction place. You can go into a law office. And everybody is dumbed down to the real problems. And this is a real serious issue that we have before us. I can't imagine, what do you think the long term on your kids? I mean, look at this rationally. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You're kind of breaking up. Well, the long-term effect is going to be...
long-term effect, yeah.
Go ahead. The way it's going to work, Greg, is I have no problem believing if God can raise the dead. If Abraham went to offer up Isaac and he believed that God could raise his son up from the dead, I believe that the Lord God can raise my children back to the spiritual level that they need to be. I believe even though now their hopes have died, they inside have been convinced that their father and mother don't love them because we only see them 2 hours a month, and all the things we're telling our children and so forth. I believe that the Lord God can take that and fix it. I have no problem with that because I see what he's done in my life, experiencing the power of the Spirit of God transforming and conforming me to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. And I know I can do the same thing with my children. But the problem is getting our children out of the system. It's really sad because what happens is once our children then will become warriors for truth and for righteousness because they have been abused. Our children have been abused emotionally, psychologically, and physically. And they've been isolated spiritually from their parents, from our family. I mean, they've done everything they can to destroy our... Well, you ought to see what they've done to my wife. It would be totally inconceivable to think that the judge would not allow my wife to breastfeed her baby. That we petitioned the court something like 3 times to allow her to breastfeed, and the judge said you can't breastfeed your child. I mean, while this accident was going on, it was totally insane to imagine that we have a court system where the people are just they're anti-family, anti-God, and anti-American. I mean, that's why they took the court.
Here's a woman that I just want to mention. This said this: a mother said her son accidentally fell on her grandson. The grandkids are taken away, and the son is locked up in jail. She warns, this woman warns, after going through this system and losing her grandchildren, she warns to teach the kids their phone number so that when they are abducted by DCF, they can call you. Kids do better at home, she says, but DCF makes money, destroying families. It is all about money for the DCF. Another case, a neighbor on crack. Okay, calls in a complaint against a working mother. She has never used drugs. And guess who loses the kids? She does. There's no verification of a complaint. They don't ever even check. Anyone can make a false report, which will result in you losing your children. So let's say you have an argument with somebody over an issue, over money or whatever. The way the system in our country works now, you just called DCF in Florida, and, man, you can destroy that whole family, correct?
Exactly. I have doctors, bank presidents. I mean, it's literally amazing. I mean, I could put – you know, if you wanted to, Greg, we could call a medical doctor. His wife's a school teacher, and you could hear the testimony. But the thing is they don't want to go public because they're afraid they might not get their kids back. I mean, a lot of people are afraid to expose what's going on because the Department of Children and Family tell them if you say anything and this and that, you're not getting your kids back. So a lot of people, just like they told me and my wife, in the midst when this first began, we had the news out in front of our house trying to interview and stuff, and they kept telling us don't say nothing to them. And so we were doing what they were telling us to do. And then after this goes on and on and on, we start to realize they said they're going to give us our kids back, but they're doing everything they can to keep us from getting our kids.
Now, here's an interesting one. A woman's son was charged with a felony, a young kid, with a felony weapons charge for possessing a toy gun and then taken from the mother.
the gun was a squirt gun.
Yeah, it's incredible. Here's another one. The mother was accused of taking drugs. She tested positive, and I guess it was a harassment or between neighbors that didn't get along, and she loses her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, this goes on and on and on. And you say that there's what, 600 and some kids that are missing?
630 is what Laura said.
Yeah. I wonder where they end up. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that children are being used for sex, as the documentation shows, just like in the Largo paper. I mean, it's in the Largo Times. You can read it. I mean, here's, you got a handful of officers with pedophile material, and that's what they're doing. They're laundering these little kids. And I'm telling you, I mean, it's going to bring a furious, furious judgment on this nation if the American people do not begin to stand up. I mean, we need to go back to protest. We need to go back to... outrage at what our government's doing to us as a people.
All right, we'll be back. We'll take a short...
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage, say it's dangerous to try. Well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied.
Okay, we're back for our final segment with Greg Pound, and I also wanted to thank Laura in Joe Canistra for coming on our show. I don't think they're with us any longer.
Joe is.
Oh, Joe is here?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Joe. I thought you dropped off. But anyway.
No, I'm good. Going with the signal.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, give us your – we've got about 4 minutes here. Give us your final thoughts. I know your kids are finally coming home after a two-year fight. But is there any way that people could read your story? Could you give out your website again?
Sure. My website
give us your final
is
thoughts.
www.releasethekids.com. The story is the same all over. Our government has such a phenomenal amount of control, and they don't like to lose money. It's a budget thing. How else are they going to create and get federal money if they don't have a full house? If you have a hotel and you got rooms, fill them. If they need to get these kids so they can take them, they can continuously bill out the families. The Department of Children and Families needs money, and they use every single – they can violate your rights, and what's the bad part is that they're getting away with it, and it's becoming a second nature. Our entire government is abusing control, and if you know anything about abuse, you start a little bit, it gets bigger, and then – power becomes power, and then they abuse the power, and it's absolute, and it's just going on and on. We're losing our children. It's the foundation of our country. This has got to stop. Somebody's got to come in and say, hey, let's take a look at this. This is a bad thing.
Right. And you know what? I know you're going to get your kids back today. I want you to have a great time, a good weekend, and thanks for being
Chris.
With us.
Oh,
and we will follow your story. I'll contact you in a couple of weeks and see how things are going.
Sure.
And remember, go to Joe's website, releasethekids.com. Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm with Greg Pound.
You're welcome.
Who's,
thank you.
Boy, come forward. Yeah, thanks, Joe. And I want to say thanks to you, Greg Pound. I mean,
you're
it's
welcome.
Not easy. Not many people don't come forward because they're frightened, but you're – you know, letting people know the full truth of what's happening to kids in your state and all around the country. Any final words?
Well, Greg, all I could ask is our listeners to pray. I'm asking people to fast and pray from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. I'm asking people to pray and fast that this thing would be exposed and it would be broken. The evil they're doing to families and that our children would be returned back home. I fast, and I'm asking all my friends and everybody I know to start fasting on that day. Ask the Lord God to bring judgment in order to free us from the system that's destroying us and our families.
And how's your young baby doing? Okay now?
Baby Moses, is as long as the baby's with his mother, he's fine. When they brought us our other kids with lice in their hair and ringworm on their face, I mean, isolating them from us has just been, I mean, our kids, I mean, our, to see what it's done to our children, there's no better place. No one's going to love, that's going to love the children like their parents. And we love our kids. If we didn't love our children, we wouldn't be having children. We love kids. They're a gift from God. And we know that they're one of the greatest things.
Listen, in the last 20 seconds, give out your website again. I know you have two of them. Go ahead.
FreeOurKids.com and RescueOurKids.com.
Okay.
FreeOurKids.com.
FreeOurKids.com, RescueOurKids.com. We're all out of time, Greg. We'll keep in touch with you. Thanks for being on the show. Okay, that was Greg Pound, and we're all out of time for the weekend. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Have a nice weekend, and until then, good afternoon.
It's